everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Today is May 25th. Every time I see the 25th of a month, I always think, okay, so how many months till Christmas? I know, isn't it funny? All right, you guys, today's topic is perseverance and confidence. And the quote is from Marie Curie. Life is not easy for any of us. But what of that? We must have perseverance and above all, confidence in ourselves. We must believe that we are gifted for something. And that this thing, at whatever cost, must be attained. We can come up with a dozen excuses for why we haven't accomplished more in our life. Not enough money, not enough time, family obligations, personal problems, no support, no opportunities, bad luck. But some people seem to get more breaks than us. But many start with a lot less and face more daunting odds, yet somehow persevere. You know why I really like today's topic about perseverance and confidence is because so often we ask, what is the meaning? What is the purpose? Is there anything that I can get out of this, meaning this trauma? And I posted on social media the other day an awareness that I had. It was quite late, actually, and I was up. And I thought to myself, you know, if plants can grow from soil that is jam-packed with shit, then we can grow from trauma. We can grow from it. Now, I'm not trying to gloss it over and say, I'm not trying to be facetious here, but sometimes there's this thought, this mindset of, well, if that didn't happen, then, you know, you wouldn't have created. You know what? I hear what you're saying, and you know what? That's not what I mean. I'm not saying to diminish the experience and to push it aside because if the experience wasn't there, then this, you know, I don't know, wonderful thing that you created wouldn't have happened. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is that there has got to be a way to grow from this. There has to be. Because again, I mean, I know right now it's like everybody's getting ready to plant stuff. And at some point, we're going to start smelling manure all around where I live. And because the farmers are going to be, you know, fertilizing crops. And it's like, if we can take waste, I mean, think about it. Look at compost. You know, you're taking your leftover, you know, vegetables and fruit and just banana peels and everything, and you're putting it in the compost. If we can take rotting material and something can grow from it, then we can take this trauma and we can grow from it. It has to be. I refuse to believe that it's impossible. There's too many examples just in nature alone of how something like that creates something beautiful. Something beautiful can still grow out of it. So yes, Perseverance. I think perseverance is the will and determination. So like if you look at an equation, will plus determination equals perseverance. Yes, I know I'm using algebra. It's like no matter what happens, you still keep going. You don't quit. All right, so here's the affirmation of the day. What goals do I really care about and what can I do to achieve them? With no excuses or explanations for why things are difficult. Good question. And only you can answer that question. If you need any help and assistance, we're always here with our peer support group. Drop us a line at hello@ptsdandbeyond.org. And somebody will definitely connect with you. Otherwise, you know what's coming next. Hit that subscribe button. Hey, you know what? I'm going to do a double ask. Write a review. What do you like about coming to PTSD and Beyond? Why do you come here? Why do you come here? What more would you like to see us do? And remember, as always, we're better together, we're stronger together, and take what resonates and go beyond.